Morrison said Part City was a non-Mormon town based on mining, but it was the Mormon arrival and several other factors that led to a community which began here in the mid-1860s.
If the Mormons hadn't come, if the Transcontinental Railroad hadn't been built through Utah because the Civil War made the southern routes less accessible, I don't know that we would have developed as a mining town. It was that combination of available supplies and a railroad to ship the very heavy ore to get it out of here that made mining economical.
So it's not Utah's statehood. It's about Brigham Young coming down.
Yes.
From the valley.
And in fact, because of Brigham Young and the Mormon population, Utah didn't actually become a state until 1896, even though the Mormons showed up in 47. So we were one of the last states to gain statehood, and it was because, part of it was because of the Mormon religion and the practice of polygamy and plural wives that the federal government talked about the two arms of barbarism, which was slavery and polygamy.
In 1847, Part City was quiet and covered in aspens, but later on during the Civil War, U.S. soldiers based in Salt Lake began looking for gold.
And it was actually Lincoln that sent California volunteers to Salt Lake during the Civil War to keep an eye on Brigham Young, and again, less about the fact that he would secede and join the South and more about that he would secede and create his own country. But so they came to Salt Lake City, but Colonel Connor, who was in charge of the troops, was a California mining man, a 49er gold rush veteran, and a lot of his troops as well had gone to California with the gold rush. So they looked at the Wasatch Mountains and went, aha, there's gold in those hills. Well, it turned out it was silver and lead. And so spent a lot of time prospecting, and it was those soldiers, as the story goes, that in 1868 came across Guardsman's Pass from Big Cottonwood and discovered ore at Flagstaff, which is at the top of the overlook of Bonanza Flats, top of Deer Valley.
She inspects the museum on Main Street will be busy on Pioneer Day, and she talked about their current exhibit.
We have an exhibit called Wildland, and it's about Thomas Cole, who was one of the original Hudson River School painters. And it's just a discussion about how the American national attitude changed because of his landscape paintings, from that, you know, landscapes and resources were for development to know some of this is worth preserving intact. And we've seen that happen here in Park City over the last 20 years as well.
Park City Museum Director Sandra Morrison. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.